Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are visiting with Sarah Paulson up in Exira Way. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
Sarah, you have a big event going on in Exira tomorrow, and I think it's going to be the perfect weather for this event.
I sure hope so.
Yes. It's, as I recall, called the Exira Fall Festival. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And almost the first weekend in October. Not quite, but almost. Perfect time for a fall festival. So let's start kind of in the morning. What's the first thing we could do when we come to visit Exira tomorrow?
The first thing going on in the morning, probably just heading up to the city park. There's lots of vendors and kids' activities. There's some jump houses.
They've become so popular, and I think, well, one of the reasons is obviously the kids love them.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you have children that age that really look forward to that?
Yes, I have a 9-year-old. She's really looking forward to it. So,
good.
Favorite time of year.
So those will be in the park?
Yes.
All right. So easy to find, the city park in Exira, kind of right there, almost in the middle of town. So you can drive into Exira and find the park and maybe start there. Okay, so in the park, you're going to have the kids' things. And what else will be happening in the park?
There's a children's train. There's rope braiding, crafts, bake sales.
Good time to kind of stock up in case you're looking forward to some company. You can always put in the freezer if there's any left after the
That's
end of
right.
the day.
Yes, we have some kettle corn coming. There's also some people bringing in some fall garden produce.
Oh, great. I'm guessing there's going to be squash and pumpkins and...
Yeah, maybe some apples.
Yeah. So that'll be a good time to pick up some of those kinds of things. Other vendors in the park? Or will vendors be other places?
Well, there'll be some food vendors. There'll be somebody selling smoothies, snow cones, funnel cakes, the kettle corn. The Christian church is going to have breakfast sandwiches and walking tacos.
Well, those are so popular.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. The leadership club and the Catholic church are both having bake sales.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there'll be some entertainment in the gazebo, but that's closer to noon.
Okay. And, I'm glad you mentioned the gazebo because that's a relatively new addition to the park or updated in the park. And it's just adds to your park, I think, to make it just a fun place to be. And in this case, a great place for performances to be. So,
yes.
Yeah.
It's a great gathering spot.
It is. Now, I'm guessing there are vendors in some other places also inside.
Yes, inside the rec center, we have a whole slew of, just a little bit of everything inside the rec center. Crafts and jewelry and, you name it, you can find it inside the rec center.
And what one of the fun things, I think, is you go to that kind of a show, that kind of event, is there's always somebody there with a new idea, and you go, oh, why didn't I think of that?
Right.
And I'm guessing a lot of them will have the fall decorations also.
Yes, that will be a popular item.
Okay, so that's in the community building on the main street of Exira? Or is this the one off of the main street?
Just off main street
okay.
in the north, yeah.
Not very far. But
nope, not
just,
very far.
Okay. Other things that might be going on during the day?
Another hot spot is going to be the community club's lunch and dessert bar inside the rec center. We make the most fantastic chicken salad sandwiches on croissants, and it's served with grapes and chips. And then we have very exquisite desserts brought in from a lot of local people, cheesecakes and layer cakes and pies, and then we also have gourmet coffee.
Oh, kind of. Now that has to be a fairly recent addition. Maybe not this year and brand new, but fairly recent.
We've had it for a few years.
Yep. Become so popular. So that's a nice addition.
Yes.
So come and have lunch there. And I'm guessing, too, that if somebody found a dessert they really, really like, they probably could buy some to take home.
They can absolutely take some home. We have to-go containers for lunch and dessert.
All right. And what about on the main street? Or will there be anybody that you know of out on the street itself maybe selling some things?
There will be some businesses on Main Street that will have some stuff outside. I'm guessing, you know, pumpkins and mums and some trinkets and treasures.
Do you know, and I'm probably putting you on the spot about this, Sarah, do you know if the library will have any, like, used books or that kind of thing?
They usually have a used book sale. I'm not sure with their relocating kind of mess going on, if they're doing it this year.
They've been busy moving.
Yes, they have been busy.
But that will be wonderful to have a new spot for the library there.
Yes.
And, again, if people haven't been to Exira for a while, I think just as they drive in off of the highway, you always have a little display there. You have your Exira sign. It's just a pretty little place as you drive in off of the highway to come into Exira.
We have a lot of people that bring in kind of antique tractors and park them around and then decorate them. And people decorating, you know, street corner or a business uptown. It's very festive.
Okay. So that's all about Fall Festival. Now, who sponsors this? Who puts this together?
This is sponsored by the Exira Community Club, and we have a lot of new faces helping out this year.
Wonderful.
Which is a huge relief.
Oh, yes. Well, you need new ideas and more energy, and
so
that's great to have some new folks helping.
It is.
Yes. What else does the Community Club get involved with besides Fall Festival?
Well, we put on the Soup Supper the first Saturday in December. We always have a soup supper, and Santa Claus usually makes a stop. And then we also we do an Easter egg hunt, and then of course the 4th of July.
Okay. Of course, 4th of July.
Yeah.
If you don't know about Exira 4th of July, I think you're on another planet or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it is a really big deal.
That's right.
Yeah. So kind of a number of holidays here that the community club gets things going and invites everybody to Exira.
Yes.
All right. Let's just remind folks, tomorrow's the day. And start in the morning, go to the afternoon, Sarah?
From 9 to 3.
All right. So get on over. I think the weather's going to be gorgeous. Get on over for food and fall decorations and just get in the mood for fall.
That's right.
Okay.
Come see Exira.
Yes. We've been visiting with Sarah Paulson, one of the members and one of the leaders of getting all of this done for the community club in Exira. And Sarah, you will appreciate this because you have at least one child. And remember, the sole purpose of a child's middle name is so that she can tell when she's really in trouble.